You're live.
We are back.
Banging Beers 162.
Yeah, 162. Today we got a bounty from the Funk Brewing Company out of Emmaus, Pennsylvania. We got a few beers we're gonna try from them. We're gonna talk about Bob and Billy have had some adventure. Bob and Billy have had some adventures this past week.
The Double B Boys.
Yeah. Tony's got some wrestling experience yesterday, and I've been just not doing shit. But thanks for coming on tonight, Gabe. Thanks for hanging out today, guys. I can't even talk yet. My coffee hasn't kicked in. But we're back 12 p.m. today. So first thing we're going to do today, though, we have had this sitting for about 2 weeks or so now. We've just been trying to fit it in somewhere. And it's a hefty boy. So we're going to sip this little guy throughout the episode. So we're going to crack one of the new this year's batch of Triple Nader from Trogues. So we're going to start off that today. Tony will do some housekeeping here in a little bit. But yeah. We got quite the variety here to check out today. And then, it's Sunday again, guys. How's it going?
Good. So the IWEPnetwork.com is our website now that you can go and support the network, whether it be Patreon, follow us on social media, and just checking out the other shows that we have available here. If you're into pro wrestling, we have that. Pop culture, we got you covered there. Do you like spooky paranormal stuff? We'll probably talk about that a little bit here. And cryptids and all that, we got that covered as well. There's a whole bunch of shows, comic book related ones, interviews, which actually one of the shows led to this episode that we're doing right now. So check out the IWEPnetwork.com. We have merchandise. If you do buy something, please take a picture of you in that said merchandise and send it to us. So we have you guys checking it out. So also, we want to thank the people who do our Patreon. If you are listening to this and you're subscribed to the Patreon, please check your Patreon messages. We sent our t-shirt winners messages so you can tell us which one you want so we can send them to you. So Ryan Vox from Outbreak Wrestling, David S, Brett Squared from the Cake Stand in Monty City, Bridget M, Andrew H from Bang & Beers Podcast, Greg R, Heidi B from Not Cool in High School and Not Cool in High School Horror, Ryan G from the Fueled by Hops Podcast. Go follow those guys. They're really cool. Just Fueled by Hops Podcast. Follow them on all social media. Kelly from Crystal Mountain Healing and The Truth Behind Illusion. Tommy B, The Tree of Life Metaphysical Shop. Brad Z, Higher Than Other Words. And that's it. I think we lost somebody. Yeah, we did.
Womp, womp, womp.
We lost the Patreon. That's all right. Well, we love you guys and people who have donated and then left. It's no personal attack. Now, we don't take it personal. We even appreciate if you did a dollar for a month. It means the world to us. I'm going to try my best to get through this. If you hear, I probably sound like fucking Johnny Cash. My voice is gone.
I don't think you're that bad, man.
It hurts so bad.
Tony had Outbreak Wrestling last night.
I did Outbreak Wrestling. Friday, I did a little bit of like interview stuff. And then Saturday, I did after Outbreak, I stopped at the Black Diamond in Frackville, and I did a song of care. I did two songs of karaoke, three songs of karaoke because they're doing their autism awareness benefit all with this week.
Nice.
They raised a lot of money. So if you were part of the Black Diamond experience this weekend, thank you.
That runs this week or is it?
It was all this week. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So it ended this week.
Gotcha. And then Outbreak also was for autism awareness, and both venues raised a lot of money this weekend for local autism funds and stuff like that. So thank you guys for everyone who supported. And if you do see stuff like that, please donate and help out.
So we got the Triple Nader. What we got there, Bob? This is definitely a sippy sipper because coming in at a whopping 13%.
So Triple Nader from Trogues Independent Brewing of Hershey, PA. This is considered a American Strong Ale. Untapped listed at 13.2% ABV. The IBUs aren't listed. This has been checked in 1,100 times where it averages a 4.2. I have 8 friend check-ins where it averages a 4.13. I already scrolled through that. I don't have any really good highlights. So the description is, what if we took the big malty Troganator and made it even bigger, even maltier? So big you could tuck it away and age it for a year or four. For this sippable triple year block, four. We stuffed our mash tun full with Munich and chocolate malts and added Belgian candy sugar for a rigorous fermentation. In the end, Triple Nader delivers deep toffee and crisp malty notes. Put it in a glass or put it in your cellar. The next chapter is yours. And the flavor profile is listed as malty, rich, caramel, toffee, and raisins.
Dude, it's a caramel bomb and a half.
Yep.
The thing, though, is I don't honestly think it tastes that different than regular Troganator. which is to me frightening because it's like 5% more ABV.
Wow. That's not boozy at all.
No. What do you think, Bob? Have you had this before?
No.
I didn't get it last year. This is the first year I was able to grab a hold of it.
Definitely malty, tons of caramel.
Yes.
I get the hints of the raisins on the back end and maybe just a touch of booziness in there with the raisins. That's really, really smooth. It's delicious.
You can't go wrong on this one. Holy shit. But yeah, when I, so it was, I got a four, Rich got me a four pack when, her and her girlfriends went down last week, and it's apparently only like 12 bucks for the four pack too.
That's not bad.
Cause I asked her just to get me two bottles, one for myself and one for the show. And the guy's like, it's just cheaper to get four packs. So she's like, all right. But yeah, no, when I cracked the first one, I'm like, holy crap. Like, I don't like Troganator is fantastic in the double bock, but, I honestly like there's a little bit more sweetness, I think, to this one. And like the
definitely,
I think
yeah,
the notes are more pronounced from the regular Troganator, but I don't like that 13%. This is scary. Like, wow, it goes down super smooth. It's almost like a it's almost like that one rum you brought, Rob. Like that brown sugariness and like molasses to it. Ooh, boy. All right. So we're gonna sip on that one here. Or we're gonna crack our first one here from Funks, which is a classic from them, Silent Disco. So this is actually one of my go-tos that I usually, whenever, if something's on tap for Funks, is always usually a good go-to. So while we're doing that, you want to recap your road trip yesterday, Bob?
Well, real quick, before we get into that, I want to thank, oh my God, I just had a fucking brain fart. I'm so sorry. What a weekend. I did an interview on Interviews with Everyday People. And the gentleman I
interviewed. Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, let's see
was,
how this came about. So
yeah, the gentleman I interviewed works for Funks. He's one of their sales reps. I know his first name. I just don't know his last, and I just don't want to give him a first name shout out. Why did I forget that? Dave McAdoo. Sorry, Dave. I'm so sorry. It's been a crazy weekend. Dave McAdoo is on the show. He does like trivia. I think he does trivia at one of the Funks locations. He does it all in the E-Town area. So go support him. But he was on the show. We got to talk about pro wrestling. We got to talk about beer and Funks, and he brought all these beers to the podcast, and I said, listen, man, it's a Monday, I can't drink all these. I said, do you mind if I take a couple and save them, we'll do an episode on banging beers? So here we are. So thank you, Dave McAdoo, for providing this episode. And yeah, we're excited, and definitely, if you're, I hate this thing, if you're listening, head over to Interviews with Everyday People and check out that interview with Dave McAdoo, who works for Funks Brewing Company, and hopefully he'll be joining us here on the podcast one day, and maybe we'll do another Funks episode.
Oh yeah. What are you saying about Funks there? Our Silent Disco, Bob, while this goes around the table.
Silent Disco from Funk Brewing of Emmaus, PA. This is considered a New England or hazy IPA. It's listed at 6.1% ABV, and they listed at 62 IBUs. It's been checked in over 33,000 times, where it averages a 3.89. I have 94 friend check-ins where it averages a 3.92. Nothing made the highlight list, though. And actually, I have already checked this in 23 times.
Holy shit.
Wow.
There's a place in Tamaqua called the Wabash. And the guy that owns it, his last name is Funk. And when he first opened up, he had this on tap all the time. I used to go down there a lot to watch the Dolphins games on Sunday morning.
Nice.
So that's where most of my check-ins came from. The description is very short and to the point. So I'm guessing that the brewery did not put this in. This was done by a user. A bowl full of tropical juicy flavors. And the flavor profile is listed as hoppy, citrusy, fruity, citrus, as opposed to citrusy, and tropical.
Dude, I love Silent Disco. Like, yeah. This is one of my favorites they put out, and that's regularly available. Funny story, when the Eagles won the Super Bowl in 2018, I think I drank about 12 of these and blacked out. And apparently I went on major tirades about Bill Belichick the whole game.
But yeah, this is like a grapefruit and orange juice. I can't think of the right word.
Orgy.
Yeah,
that works. We'll run with that. Yeah, but
an orgy of citrus.
Touch of malty underneath. The ABV is not huge, but it's very well disguised.
Yeah, it's so crushable too. Like, like I said, this is one that it's regularly you can find it on tap around here or in cans. So it's like when you go to a bar that doesn't necessarily have a lot of craft beer, a lot of times you'll find this, and it's always a great,
I haven't been back in a while. When they had this at the Wabash, it was always on draft, and I used to get it by the pint. It was very reasonably priced.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna sound like a broken record, but this is another brewery in Pennsylvania that I don't really have. I've never had one from them that I'm like, oh, I'll never drink that again.
Yeah,
they just make good beer.
Dude, Funk's is such a cool, like, I've been to the one in Emmaus a bunch of times. I've only been to so they have two locations. They have one in Emmaus and one in Elizabethtown. I was only to the Elizabethtown once, but the Emmaus one I've been to a bunch of times because it used to be a fun day. We'd go down, not that it still isn't, but so Funk's is at one end of an alley and Yergi's Brewing was at the other end of the alley. So we'd go down there, we'd go to Yergi's or to Funk's or vice versa and just walk down. It's literally like 100 yards away.
So I could be wrong, but I think Funk's has bought Yergi's.
No, Yergi's moved into a different building
and they took the old location over. I was talking about in the podcast, I could be wrong. Once again, I'm fucking scatterbrained today, but because before Funk's, when you went to the one there, it was just an old firehouse.
Yeah, it's like a garage.
And there was really nowhere to sit indoors and do stuff. So they, he said it's a place right down the street. It used to be something else, I believe. So I believe it's that location.
Yeah, because Yergi moved into a bigger spot still in Emmaus area.
So. Yeah, so they took over down the road, I think.
Yeah, they took over the old location. And now that's the new E-Town spot. That's going to be like, you can go in there and eat, like sit down and enjoy beer.
Yeah, because that's one thing about the
Emmaus. So is the distillery still in there then?
So that's what I was going to say. There's a distillery too. I cannot remember the name of it that was attached to Yergi's that we have a fun day of go to Funk's, Yergi's, and the distillery, and then blur on the way home.
Yeah. Something Sun.
I cannot remember, but they had
Triple Sun.
Yes, Triple Sun.
All right,
Triple
Sun. Yeah, they had great cocktails. Their booze was good. I had a smoked Old Fashioned when we were there.
Their Manhattans are awesome.
Yeah, I think I actually had a Manhattan too. I don't remember.
Coming up this month,
the rest of that day was a blur.
Coming up this month, I only have one show really booked Saturday. If you guys are free or anyone's free that's out there and wants us to do an on location episode, we're down. We do have a few that are in the works, but if we don't have anything booked, we're actually going to try to make some Saturday road trips together as a team and go to spots and see some stuff. So maybe Funk's will be on the trip. I know Brewery Fires we're talked about maybe going to, running down and seeing everybody because we have a lot of free Saturdays this next month.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
But the Emmaus location, they usually have food trucks and stuff. So and the food trucks are usually amazing. Elizabethtown does have their own food. We ate there during COVID when like things first started opening back up. They have like a back patio. Like basically they turned like the parking lot into a back patio. Yeah. So, but the food was good. Beers were always great. So yeah, but can't go wrong with Silent Disco. So while we go on to this next one here, we got some road trip Morovas with us for, we got...
Yeah, we
a Billy road trip with his dad too yesterday.
We did a Jersey run yesterday. Like I said, I have I keep a list of places that I like to go check out or whatever, and one of them was a craft beer / restaurant in Rahway, New Jersey called Meatballs and Brews. And they closed; they're not there anymore. But a Irish pub opened in the same location in the meantime. So we just went there anyways. I hear a lot of good stuff about it. It was called Flynn's. That's where we started the day. We had lunch. I had a farmhouse ale from Boulevard Brewing. Even though we were going to the brewery down the street next, I still I did a IPA from Wet Ticket also because it was the only other thing on the draft list I hadn't had yet. We had a good time at Flynn's. Half a block down the street was Wet Ticket Brewing, so obviously that was the second stop.
Best watermelon bill we ever had.
Absolutely, and there's watermelon. I can't believe I didn't grab the mango for the variety pack, but the watermelon's in there again.
Dude, that one's such a good one too.
Yeah.
We did a flight, and then I can't remember what I got the full pour of. We left there. And we went to JJ Bidding Brewery. It's an old, I thought it used to be a train station, but they told me it was like a coal depot from back before everything converted to diesel. A beautiful brick building. We did a flight there. And then we went to... I can't remember the name of the. I have to look. I have to cheat.
um.
So while Bob is pulling it up, we do have next week will be a wet ticket episode. We'll be doing the wet ticket episode. We're going to be holding off on the Star Wars one. We're going to hold that off from not May the 4th to the week Kenobi.
Yeah, I think it's the 22nd we'll be doing the Star Wars stuff. We had a pinch of trying to get the Star Wars beers before. We weren't 100% on Billy being able to get down to Fourscore yesterday for their Star Wars release. So we're going to push it to the Kenobi week because that way I think, you know, I can lay down the law and kind of get some speculation on what's going to happen. I think that'll be a lot of fun, but yeah, we're massing up some extra Star Wars beers. So yeah, we're going to push it to Kenobi week.
And it's also appropriate because it's an anniversary of when the original movie came out.
Yep. For the 45th anniversary of episode four. So I hope so.
Sweet. Sorry, Bob. I was trying to kill time while you're looking.
The brewery I brain farted on was a Yale Terrace Brewing in Cranford. We did a flight there as well, and then we went to Denville next. After Yale Terrace, we started diverting back towards home. Originally, we were going to do two stops in Denville. There was another Irish pub right down the street from where we planned on eating dinner.
The Abowitch gotcha.
Yeah, the Abowitch was loaded.
But the place was crazy packed, so we didn't even attempt to go in there. And we went down the street to the Chinese restaurant we had planned for dinner called Hunan Taste. And that place was pretty packed, too. We ended up waiting half an hour to get a table. So, everything there was fantastic. Huge. That's a Chinese restaurant that you leave and you are not hungry a half hour.
Chinese or is it like Americanized Chinese?
That was much more traditional.
Oh, nice.
And the portions are huge.
Yeah.
We left there and then the last stop we made was in Sparta. We went to Crow's, which was a brew pub.
Did you kick a messenger down a well?
Nope. They were pretty busy too. We were lucky. We got like the last three seats at the bar and we did a flight there and then bailed to head home.
Yeah.
So it was probably like maybe 18 beers in one day and
Jesus. Holy Christ. Shit, Bob.
most of them were flights.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't fuck with you on that. I'll be dead after the first place. In the chat, last beer hanging out with us over on YouTube. And also we do have an announcement. We did break 100 on YouTube. So thank you guys all so much for heading over to the YouTube and helping us. Let's hit that goal of 200 now. We're getting closer and closer to that 1K. So thank you guys so much for the people who subscribe and support us over on the YouTube side. So now if you go to youtube.com/bangandbeerspodcast, we're there. We got a URL.
Oh, yeah, baby.
We nailed it. Thank you, guys. And last beer. Also, I kind of got some heat on Instagram and some Twitters because people were like, oh, you unfollowed us? It wasn't on purpose. All right. So on all the podcast pages, we were following a lot of junk accounts and we couldn't tell who was who. And it took too long to try to sift who did what. And if you didn't, so the way I was doing it was going through recently engaged with. And I just went through and erased everybody and just kind of re-added and went back and re-added. Fun fact, you get banned on Instagram for unfollowing accounts. They let you unfollow 200 accounts a day. But if you do it too many times, they ban you.
What the fuck does that sense make?
It makes no sense. And they're like, well, you're using an app to like cheat the system. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm just unfollowing accounts I don't want to follow anymore. So like they punish you for unfollowing.
Jesus.
But if you are actively talking, commenting, liking our stuff, we will follow you back. Please give us time to go through everything and refollow back accounts that we actually want to see, because it was a nightmare of all the accounts we were seeing. And we want to be able to see more of the people we're contacting with and want to collaborate with, because it's hard to see your content if you're someone we want to collaborate with, like a podcast or a brewery, when it's, no offense beer ladies, just all butts and beers. And it's like, well, they're never going to work with us, no offense, but like there's one or two on there that have, you know, supported the podcast and we love you for it, but sometimes too much boobies is a problem, especially when you're trying to run a business and you're like, I wonder what the new beer is, boob but you know what I mean, like, are a lot of beers from overseas, which is cool to see, but like we want to kind of narrow our thing down just so we can interact with the people who interact with us, because the algorithms were all messed up because we had maybe 4,000 accounts we were following and then we were getting spammed with bots every day.
Yep.
It was just too much. So we had to clear it out. We're coming back. So if we don't follow you, just send us a message or like our thing and say, hey, I'm here and we'll follow you back. I swear to God. I'm not gonna offend it. It wasn't, we hate you and now we unfollow you. It's not the case. We're just trying to narrow down. And plus, when we want people who look at our who we follow, and we want you to support those people, and we want to be really conscious of who those people are. So we want to, I'm rambling.
But anyway, but speaking of, as I saw a fun thing on YouTube the other day, I started following this YouTube account called Whiskey Tribe. It's these two guys. I guess they started doing. I don't know the full history of their channel, but I just started watching them like this week. But I guess it's two guys that started doing whiskey reviews on YouTube. And then they ended up like crowdfunding into their own distillery, which is sick. But the one guy, and I think the other dude is a comedian, but they did a day in the life of drinking with Winston Churchill. So, because you mentioned about Bob, like I wouldn't be able to hang with Bob for 18 beers yesterday. So what they did was they followed what like Winston Churchill's supposed drinking regimen of was for the day. And it was a
everybody was crushed by lunch.
Yeah, so it's like basically Winston Churchill would wake up at 9 in the morning, have a big breakfast in bed and a scotch and soda. He would call it his mouthwash. And then like every hour up until like noon, he would have another scotch and soda. Then at lunch, he would have like an imperial pint bottle full of champagne. Then after lunch snack would be like a glass of cognac. And then like more, then he'd take a nap, then more scotch and sodas. Then dinner was like another imperial pint bottle of champagne. And then like a few more scotch and sodas before bed and like some cognac. So it's just insane.
So happy he was able to afford that for him every day of his life.
Well, he was the prime minister of England for got the World War II and everything. So
yeah,
the government footed that bill.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But
poor people paying taxes helped his drinking problem.
It was just so funny though, like to see like the guys are like they were like tapping out after the champagne at lunch. Oh yeah, plus 10 cigars throughout the day.
Oh,
the man lived to be 95 years old.
He's doing something right.
So, but I just thought it was funny. If you ever get a chance to check it out, I thought it was a funny episode. But
yeah, well, good stuff. Well, look it up.
Which kind of gives me an idea for us, which I'll talk to you guys after offline.
There's been a thing that a friend of ours, who's a friend of the podcast, who wants to, and we're not ignoring you. We have a seat for you. We just got to find the right episode. But Cheesefoot, he wants to do a challenge, and I want to help make the challenge a reality, but I also don't want to be responsible for people dying. he wants to do the Andre the Giant challenge. And it said once Andre drank like X amount of beers.
Oh, with 112 beers at a bar in Reading or something.
Yeah. Yeah. So we want to put together like teams and what teams can finish the Andre challenge. But once again, I don't want to be responsible for people.
Well, it all depends on what beer we pick though for the,
well, you can just get like the PBR 99 pack.
Well, the 99 first pack is 33 regular, 33 lights, and 33 PBR ices.
But I'm saying like the first team to finish the 99.
Yeah, but after like the first six pack, they're all going to taste the same.
Yeah. But we have to figure out like legally waivers and stuff.
I don't think we have to do any of that shit. We'll be fine.
Just hold up. Everyone has to hold up a sign. Children, don't try this at home.
Or like a Jackass episode.
Yeah. Or we just get shirts made that say don't try this at home.
Yeah. Well, we'll have like the white shirts and we put a check on each one.
Yeah.
So
like on It's Always Sunny.
Yeah.
So our next beer up here is the Albert Witch.
I really like this one.
So this is an IPA, a farmhouse IPA from the Funk Brewing here. What do we got, Bob?
Albert Witch Funk Brewing farmhouse IPA. Comes in at 6.6% ABV. The IBUs are not listed.
See what they did there? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been rated 102 times where it averages a 3.72. I have one friend check in with no highlight. They gave it a 4. And this will be the first time I'm trying it. The write-up goes, Belgian farmhouse spiciness married with the perfect amount of hops. The flavor profile is listed as smooth, spiced, hoppy, dry, and alcoholic.
So I would have liked the spice with a little bit of apple flavoring.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was expecting, apple.
Yeah.
There's no apple. Because so crossover, TBI.
Yeah, Truth Behind Illusion. So if you're into paranormal cryptids podcasts, I actually drank one of these on the episode. And this beer is actually in a collaboration with a local paranormal podcast from the Elizabethtown area. And they're called Paranormal Punchers. So on the can, they have a QR code where you can scan and listen to their podcast. They're very entertaining. They're like I said, from Pennsylvania, and they also do a paranormal podcast. Hopefully They would want to collaborate with us sometime in the future, which maybe we'd do a TBI Bang and Beers crossover and drink some beers and talk spooky stuff.
So what I was going to suggest too, so the Albert Witch is a Pennsylvania Dutch cryptid that it's a mini Bigfoot that steals your apples.
Yeah. It's a little foot.
Then we talk. They're Ewoks.
Yeah, they're Ewoks. Yeah.
But so in
piss them off.
Yeah.
In Columbia, PA, in the fall, they have the Albert Witch Festival, which I think next year we should do. Well, this year we should do a TBI Bang and Beers trip down.
I love it.
Go to the Albert Witch Festival because you have Columbia Kettle Works there. There is another brewery right across the river. I cannot remember the name of it. But there's a few in that general area as
well.
We're
going to catch one of these things.
You'll be it.
But yeah, I think that'd be a pretty cool day.
Yeah. Go to the breweries and then catch them. It'd be like Charlie with the leprechaun.
Yeah.
So what we'll do is we'll send Kelly out because Kelly believes that anything she believes or anything you believe comes true. So she's going to stare at it and believe that it's going to be her friend. And she's going to walk up and just hug it and carry it away like it's a pet monkey. Yep. And then we're good. We don't even have to fight it or anything.
No.
Because we just believe that it won't kill us. No, we're going to beat it with something in there.
we're going to catch it with a glue trap.
Yeah. we're going to huff rocks at it. We're going to, we'll get an Albert Witch. We'll mount it, we'll stuff it, and we'll have it in the podcast.
It brings peace. Break its legs.
it's a bunny rabbit. It's heading right for us. Shoot it.
So I don't really get IPA out of this. Yeah, good old Ned.
Well, no, this is a farmhouse, right?
It's the farmhouse it's a farm, IPA, though.
But, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it definitely tastes like there's Brett of Icy's in it.
Yes, so I'm definitely getting that like,
Brett Funkin', like the earthy hay stuff.
Yeah, I'm getting that, like that. Yeah, exactly, Bob. What because that funk from the, but I'm not really getting any of the hop character of it. The spice is nice. It's not, it's easy drinker though, too, but just, I'm not really getting any of the hop character.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I did like it when I had it, a can of this by myself. The only thing I say is I wish I had a little apple flavoring.
It almost tastes more like a Belgian golden ale or something.
Yeah. If you are watching live, we do have a pretty nice amount of you guys hanging out watching. Let us know in the chat if you ever had a funk beer. What's your favorite funk beer? Just say hi. If you're drinking something at 12:30 on a Sunday, you're an animal like us. Tell us what you're having. Anything. Just communicate with us. Give us a like on Facebook. If you're watching, a share helps out. Let your friends know we exist. And let's get some people interaction going here on this Sunday.
All right. So
I don't know what I'm doing anymore. Let's get rid of that. Let's get rid of this.
All right. So we're in the middle marker here. So we're going to, today we brought to, since we've been experimenting with spirits lately.
Oh God.
I'm
not doing this today.
Yeah, you are. So a friend of mine, got me for my birthday. She got me, and I've been wanting to try these for a long time. They are the Jameson Caskmates. So she got me a bottle of the stout, and what it is, it's Jameson aged in stout barrels. I have an IPA one at home too that we'll be bringing.
It's an Mifflin and Sabre.
So, but like I said, I've been wanting to try these for a long time, and happily, a friend of mine got me these for my birthday. So we're gonna try this today. So today I brought the stout edition. So it's a whiskey finished in craft beer barrels, Irish whiskey, obviously. So it doesn't say what. Oh, hold on. Caskmates is a result of a collaboration with our neighbors at 8D Brewing. They borrow our casks to age their fine Irish stout, and then we finish our signature whiskeys in those stout barrels.
Oh, wow.
So that's cool. So, yeah.
Shane Flail hanging out with us saying he's drinking Steel Reserve, motherfuckers. I love Shane. Shane, you're the best, man.
No dad vibes, buddy.
No dad vibes. And Samantha, give us with the heart. Dude, Sam and Shane and Sam, we need to redo the old interviews. You were one of my first guests, and I've upgraded, obviously. So I'd love to have you guys back and talk to both of you this time.
Whew. All right. So while that's passed around, I'm going to crack this next one because I think this will go nice with the Jameson whiskey will go nice with this one here because this next one is the Royal Rumble, which is a Baltic porter aged on sugar maple spirals. So I think this and the stout finished Jameson will go nice together.
I'm going to fucking die.
Give me fuel. Give me fire.
Do a light pour.
I always fuck up when I pour like
four
knuckles.
That's a lot of, I got a good shot there going for a Sunday afternoon. But we're going to, like I said, I thought this was very nice today with this one.
Fun fact.
I had a nice, I've been making breakfast sandwiches at home, like legit ones.
Yeah.
So, and that's been pretty nice.
Yeah. I slept in.
All right.
So. he said, "You got it, dude." Oh, either me dying or him down to record. But either way, I love both of you guys. Thank you so much for even tuning in and hanging out. And hopefully you gave us a share and a love. Like I said, once again, we just hit 100 subscribers on Facebook, which is, on YouTube, which is super sick and makes us feel good.
All right. So the Jameson Stout.
Oh, yeah. I got to do that.
So I like Jameson as a normal, run of the mill, like your standard Irish whiskey. Everyone knows Jameson when you think Irish whiskey. It's either that. In this area, it's either Jameson or Tullamore Dew. So
I've gotten so much trouble with Jameson.
So now
that's fucking good.
Yeah, right?
That's really good.
So
when it touches your lips,
it's so ridiculously smooth, but you can tell it's still the Jameson, but it keeps that stout, like that little bit of chocolatiness to it.
Yeah.
And like the roastiness of the stout is in the whiskey, and it's fantastic.
So I had a Jameson, and I could have sworn we were in Gettysburg, and it was a black label bottle.
Oh yeah, there's the Jameson Black Barrel.
Okay, yeah. And I remember walking in, and I was like, "Can I have a Jameson and ginger ale? That's my favorite drink." And the guy's like, "Yeah." And I was like, "What is a shot of the black label one?" He goes, "Well, do you want it in like a single or a double?" And I said, "What is a double cost?" He goes, $8 for Jameson ginger ale, double. And I went, "I'll take three." And I drank three of those and then found Heidi and Jim Thorpe, because everybody went and drank, and Heidi obviously doesn't drink. Yeah. And she's like, "I thought we were going to hang out in Jim Thorpe, have a good time, not get hammered." And I went and found her. And I walked into a bookstore, and as soon as I walked in, I guess she just smelled the disappointment on me. She's like, "Don't talk to me right now." I was like, "I'm so sorry. Things happened. Jameson, me and JMO hang out. We're hanging out." But also, once again, thank you to my amazing wife. Today is our 15-year anniversary.
Happy anniversary, guys. Happy anniversary.
Yeah, I'm spending my day with my wife drinking beers at 12:30 in the afternoon.
I won't be done in 30 minutes.
I have another podcast later to do.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Well, not podcast, recording.
But like I said, this is fantastic. I was really impressed with this. I haven't made any cocktails with it yet. I need to do that. But it's a really great, I've been starting to get back into cocktails lately. So maybe one day I'll make something for the show and we'll drink those instead of a full spirit.
That's a very, very, very smooth.
Yeah.
I get kind of like chocolatey hints on the back end of it. Almost like the black cookie part of the Oreo.
Yeah.
I can't say anything bad about
this. What does Jameson rank on your Irish whiskey list?
Butterscotch, rich coffee.
My Irish experience isn't as much as my Scottish one.
Yeah,
is.
That's where I'm at too.
So I would say actually for Irish, just because I haven't gone around as much. The original Jameson would
probably still be my
go-to. Irish?
That's perfect.
That's American anyway.
Yeah.
Now, Maker's Mark is good stuff.
Oh, I love Maker's Mark. That's one of my go-to bourbons. We did. What am I trying to say? I don't honestly even know a lot about Irish whiskey myself. Scotch and bourbons, where I usually jump into the fire.
When I first turned 21, I was like, "I'm gonna drink nothing but Jack because I'm a man at 112 pounds." And then I just drank that until I got myself sick on it real bad. Then I stopped touching Jack.
That happened to me in 11th grade.
I remember redaction. Not us at home, kids.
We're in Schuylkill County, so all the kids do it. They're doing worse today anyway, so yeah. But I remember one New Year's for I was like 16 or 17, I don't know, but all my friends, a friend of ours was slightly older, so he was like, "That's our goal." And all my friends got 40s for New Year's, and I had him give me a bottle of Jack. I'm like, "Fuck that, dude, I'm getting Jack." And I couldn't drink it for like 10 years. I swear, after that,
you have one bad Jack day.
I was drinking it, and I started mixing it. Like, I was just dead, and I started mixing it like fucking Gears iced tea and shit. It was fucking terrible.
So Shane wants to do, she said, Sam said, Shane wants to do a beer episode.
Yeah, dude.
We'll have Shane on.
Hell yeah, man.
Is there a style of beer that you like, Shane, or do you want to do, because we've been kicking around the idea of bringing back our brown bag episode. we do all. I don't want to bring you on for as a guest unless you really want to be on this episode. But we want to do like the steel. Like we want to do a shitty beer episode. We want to do Steel Reserve.
We're for a shitty beer shootout. So yeah,
shitty beer shootout. Or unless you want to be like, we'll get you. Well, you'll be part of a good beer episode. But let us know. We do have open seats all the time. Maybe even next week. If let us know if whatever any Sunday you're free, 12 or 3 o'clock, depending on what time we need to get out of bed.
Typically, it varies on Billy's work schedule.
Yeah.
So let us know. And yeah, you're totally in. You have a seat. You have a seat here.
Sweet. But yeah, the Irish, I just don't know.
Shitty beer is this thing.
Yeah. I don't know a lot about the Irish whiskeys. Scotch, and like Bob said too, like Scotch is really my, and bourbons where I really my wheelhouse of things. But I'm trying to learn more about Irish whiskey. I think I had a Teeling, was an 8 year aged Irish whiskey. It was very nice a few years ago. And the spot, there's like green spot, orange spot, red spot, they're all fantastic too. They're like pot still whiskeys. But yeah, so with that, we got the Royal Rumble here, which it's a wrestling name, but Metallica everything else. So it's got Metallica font that says, give me fuel, give me fire, give me abba dabba zabba.
So it's the best of both worlds. Yeah. Essentially what we're getting here.
I don't know, because it's kind of like it's Metallica load era or load two. Listen, reload.
Metallica fine. So we go through phases where we say like, oh, fuck that band, they're not cool anymore. And then we're like, you know what? I was young and I was just following the trend of saying that band wasn't good at that time. And now I love them again.
Metallica.
Insert though. Limp Bizkit.
Yeah. Well, not wrong. I've been listening to them more recently and I'm not entirely sure why.
I think we fall in that trap where we get told what we can like and what we don't like and what we follow the trends. I can listen to any Metallica album. I'm fine with it.
So I stop at the Black album of the Black album. Now in my days now, like, cause like Kill 'Em All, obviously debut, Ride the Lightning still my favorite. Like that's the perfect Metallica album. Master of Puppets obviously is insane and Justice for All, but the Black album, I still like the Black album. A lot of people don't, but I still like the Black album. There's some really good songs on there that aren't Enter Sandman. But Load and Reload, like 90s Metallica, just I can't do it.
Then early 2000s Metallica.
Oh, Saint Anger. Oh my god. I don't know what the fuck they were thinking with Saint Anger, because like the songs aren't good at all.
At this point, even like, I think they admit it. They're like, yeah, that like album looking at
Metallica,
awful.
Like Load and Reload, yeah, it's not classic Metallica. The songs are still good. If they came on the radio, like I'd be like, all right, cool. But I wouldn't like go out of my way to listen to Load or Reload. But Saint Anger, I don't know what the fuck, dude. Like every song that is on that album is absolute trash. And the snares, I don't know what Lars is thinking with that snare. But then they came back with like Death Magnetic a few years later. Yeah. That one's not bad.
That wasn't bad. And yeah. Then what was the newer one? After?
Yeah, the newest one is actually not bad either. What the hell is it? I can't think of it. What the fuck's the name of that album?
Hardwired.
Hardwired to Self-Destruct. Yeah, that's it.
Was when I saw them on that tour cycle, and they've literally played two songs off of that album, and then every other song was either like off the Black album, off Injustice for All, all the classics.
One of the coolest things though I ever saw though is when they did the main song. Is it Hardwired to Self-Destruct, the song?
Yeah.
With Lady Gaga at the Grammys. Yep. That was fucking awesome. Like that was so cool. But they got fucked though on the live feed because James Hetfield's vocals like weren't on, and you could see him getting visibly angry the whole time. It was great. But yeah, no. All right, so this next one, the Royal Rumble. What we got here, Bob?
Royal Rumble from Funk Brewing of Emmaus, PA. This is considered a Baltic Porter. It comes in at 8.2% ABV. It's been checked in approximately 1,200 times, where it averages a 3.88. I have 11 friend check-ins where it averages a 3.91. And I do have a highlight here. This is from Eric Kral. Mm-hmm. Actually, I just ran into him last week at the Tap Depot. He says, not bad. Definitely a solid porter. However, the best part of this beer is the cool label. The whole aged on sugar maple spirals is a great marketing ploy, but irrelevant for this beer.
I've had this before.
So we'll find out in a minute here, but the flavor profile is listed as dark, bold, and smooth. Or that's the whole description. I'm sorry. Dark, bold, and smooth. And the flavor profile is dark, coffee, smooth, chocolate, and roasted.
I get chocolate. I get chocolate immediately.
I get the maple really.
And then the maple
on the back end.
And then it ends coffee. Yeah. So I'm going to, if you follow us on Untappd, Bang & Beers Podcast, Anthony, And then I tag everybody on the show so you can do that. But yeah, I'm not going to score it. I'm going to be honest. Like, I think it's a good taster for me. I think it's something I would try as just to say I tried it. But that coffee for me is at the end is my downfall. But it's still tasty. Like I feel like I'm proud of myself that I got the coffee and it didn't just like coffee bomb. Yeah. And I just, oh, it's all, but I'm still pulling out the other flavors, which I feel my tongue is evolving.
There you go. Yeah. You just got to learn to like coffee now.
Yeah. Oh God. If that happens, I'm going to fuck.
So up. I had this at the Elizabethtown Funk on March 1st, 2020, right when you were allowed to go outside again. And my description was just, woo.
Nailed it. Yeah. So Bill, tell us about your weekend.
Well, Wednesday night I went to Pilgaroo to see the bands play.
I wanted to go so bad, and full disclosure, we had a close family friend pass away, and I found out on Monday, and I was supposed to have a podcast with a local band, Take the Name. So if you want to check out that interview with the lead singer of Take the Name, it's over on Interviews with Everyday People. And I just wasn't in the right mindset. I went home from work early. I just kind of did my thing. I tried to do my version of grieving, but I really didn't. I just came home and kind of just worked on the podcast to keep myself busy. And then I canceled the interview, which I don't like doing. And then I rescheduled for Wednesday, I had to miss the bands. But I heard it was a good time, and yeah, everyone had a blast. A good time.
Yep. Yeah. So the bands were good. The main was Keep Flying. They were supposed to be leaving to go like down south, like North Carolina. But then they got a call. Then they got to pivot off the current tour and go open for the Bouncing Souls.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
In Pittsburgh, Ohio. And then I think they're in Millersville tonight.
Which band was, I've seen videos of bands. Which one were they?
They were the one with the horns.
Oh,
yeah.
So they're a ska band?
Yeah. Ska adjacent. I wouldn't like.
Their label was the Mandalorian label.
Yeah.
Like,
the tour logo. Yeah.
Yeah. The tour poster.
Yeah. I did see that. Yeah.
Then the other band was Fury and Few, which were also, they were good. It was only two guys. That was it.
Dude, just one of my favorite bands I've ever seen in my entire life was a two-piece band. You know what I'm saying? 68. Dude,
68 is so fucking
one bad. Of the most fun I've ever had at a show ever. It's just a guitarist, sing, and a drummer.
That's I don't think either of them are alive anymore, but I used to really be into some primitive blues guys that it was just the guitarist and a snare drum.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Dude, that stuff's so cool.
Like, Ford, if anyone's ever heard of him.
Yeah, he would. This guy at 68 would loop pedal. So he would play like a bass note on his guitar, then loop it, then put.
Well, no. So what he actually does is he runs his guitar. Like, so he has a bass rig and a guitar rig, and he runs his guitar through a splitter. And then the splitter goes through a pitch shifter, which drops him down an octave, goes out through a bass amp.
I didn't know any of this.
So basically what he's playing on guitar is also playing on bass at the same time. He does a lot of loop shit too. Yeah. But
Fucking awesome.
The essence of the sound though is like he splits the signal and like he plays bass and guitar at the same time, essentially.
The way they ended the show is the coolest way I've ever seen a show.
Oh, yeah.
He's playing, he does he plays something and then just loops it. So it's just keep playing his guitar, and the drummer's just going fucking nuts. And the whole time he's playing, and then he would put his guitar down, and he'd walk over and take a piece of the drum set, and he would hand it to somebody. And then he'd walk over and take another piece of the drum. And eventually all he had left was a snare.
Yeah.
And then he just grabbed it off him. And like, so he was literally cleaning up the stage. And the drummer's just like, and he just walks out. It was awesome. My favorite band, they opened for Crobot. Yeah, it was so fun.
68 is like metalcore royalty, though. Josh Scroggins was the original singer of Norma Jean, and then he had the Chariot after that, and they were both way ahead of their time. Fucking awesome bands, though. But all right, this next one is definitely a funk classic, the Citrus IPA. This is one of, I would say this is probably their flagship beer, right?
I would think
this
so.
This and
yeah.
Silent Disco, I'd say, are probably their flagships. What do we got, Bob?
So Citrus IPA from Funk Brewing of Emmaus, PA. That's considered an American IPA. It comes in at 6.7% ABV. It's listed at 70 IBUs. It has been checked in just shy of 35,000 times, where it averages a 3.84. I have 98 friend check-ins, where it averages 3.86. And I have actually already checked this in 15 times. This is another one that was a staple at the Wabash when he first opened. Again, the description is short and to the point. IPA with grapefruit and loads of late edition hops. That's it. The flavor profiles list is citrusy, hoppy, smooth, light, and citrus.
So I think the only thing so far in this episode that I would say to Funk, beers are fantastic. Let's get those write-ups going. Let's get a little bit of write-ups going.
Own your account.
Hire somebody. Maybe they're another company, like a brewery, because I know some breweries, they fucking hate Untappd. They're like, that. I'm not doing it. Fuck Untappd. People in there are toxic. And they're not wrong.
No.
We're trying to be the light at the end of the tunnel on Untappd. I personally don't write anything. I probably should. Because breweries do, like, we like when people write stuff because we read it. Like, some breweries, even the ones that hate it, still read it. But I unfortunately just put the episode.
If I notice something off about a beer, usually I'll post something about it. I mean, usually I'll just rate it. But sometimes every now, or something's, like, amazing about it. Like, but in that middle ground, I just don't really ever comment.
Yeah.
I also... 90% of the time I'll use Untappd on the show anyway.
Yes, that's all I do.
Really. I used to. I have so many pictures in my phone for Untappd, and then I just don't log them.
Yeah. And then Shane said you should have seen his original band, The Chariot.
I mentioned The Chariot. Yeah.
I wanted to give him some love for he said it as well. Zach dude, in the chat
is so sick.
Said hi boys, doing some garage cleaning, about to crack open some beers. Been on the new trail kick as of lately. Yeah, I have a lot of new trail in the thing. Funk is nice, a little brewery as well. Nice little brewery. I mean, three locations are killing it, you know.
Yeah, like I said, Funk's a great time. The citrus is another banger. Like, I mean, it's what's the ABV on this guy? 6.1, just like Silent Disco. So very similar to Silent Disco, honestly. But there's a little bit of variety. I get a little like coconutty bit that's off of Silent Disco and stuff versus the citrus, but double citrus is fucking awesome. Yeah, I have not had to have, wait, do we have triple citrus on the show? I feel like we might have had a can of triple citrus, but the double citrus is awesome too.
During the podcast with him, I was like, how many actual Funk beers have I had on the show? And I looked into it. Let me see what I have here. I have 20 different, I don't know if they're all different, but I checked in Funks 20 times. And once again, I only really check in on the show, so there may be some doubles in there, but for the most part, I believe, and that's why I kind of do, I don't, one of my write-ups, I just kind of write the episode name, because for a while there, I wasn't doing that at all. But I believe I had there's Double Disco.
I've never had Double Disco. I haven't had a chance to get that one. I've had 23 different Funk beers.
Citrus.
Yeah, I've checked in a Funk beer 62 times.
Yeah,
triple. Yeah, we did have triple
citrus.
Oh shit! I gave that a 4.5. I must have really liked that.
I gave it a 4.25.
One of my favorites they had was the.
That was back in July 24th, 2022. Yeah, so
the Lucent Realms was one of my favorites, like a Nordic IPA. That one.
Oh,
we had that on the show. I brought that from there.
Actually, I think I brought that one. Because I went and got the Lucid Realms, and it was a Galaxy and a Mosaic version.
I brought one of them too. Yeah. There was a different one I brought too.
Because I drove down and met the dude. That's the first time I really met Steve from Beer You Are.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
But they had when we were down the last time we were down there, they had it was a light beer, but it tasted like Gatorade. It was fucking awesome.
I don't know, Gatorade.
It was like a lime electrolyte Gatorade or beer, and it was fucking awesome. So it was basically just like a light lager, but it had like, it tasted like Gatorade. It was awesome.
Have you guys seen any beer news this week that kind of caught your eye?
Nothing really jumped out other than, well, like lager stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Year of the lager.
So if you want the Year of the Lager sticker, breweries in Pennsylvania selling that. You can get your own sticker. I'm actually going to order a couple for the table.
I keep yelling at Billy, needs to put a Year of the Lager display up.
I'll do my best.
Everyone go to the Craft House Facebook, comment, we need a Year of the Lager display.
Yeah. And we need our banner hung up.
Yeah. Well, I want to order a
newer one.
Yeah.
All right. That works too. But, which one did I give you? The rock and roll one.
Well, without the picture. Like just words. The font.
Yeah, maybe we'll do this. If you order a new one, bring the other one back and we'll do it as a giveaway.
All right.
And we'll give it away. If anybody wants a banner, they can have a Bangin' Beers banner.
But the citrus, you can't go wrong. So yesterday I went to, we did an 11 mile hike on the Appalachian Trail yesterday.
Yeah. You're fucking crazy.
We took Loki.
How did he do for 11 miles?
He was ready to go for another 11 at the end.
Oh my God.
So it's funny. So the spot we did was Route 501 in near Pine Grove to 183. It's like an 11-mile stretch. At like the midpoint, there's a like, all right. So what's really cool about this section of it is that there's a boulder field from like the glaciers back in, you know, the ice age and shit, where they deposited. So when you're on the boulder field, though, there's an underground river. So you're standing on the boulder field and all you hear is this, and it's underneath you. I don't know how far, but then it pops out eventually into like several different streams. And there's like a section where like the two streams come together and it's just like a little ridge. And there's like two different camp spots there. So we set up camp there and had lunch and stuff, did some hot dogs, cracked some Kronbachers.
Yeah, and they liked us on Instagram.
Yeah. Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh shit, nice.
You tagged them on Instagram, they liked it.
Sweet. I didn't see them. I didn't see all the likes that were on that. But yeah, we the funniest thing is, so there's this, and this is like crystal clear mountain spring. Like wherever this spring starts underground in the mountain. Crystal clear. Loki just walks up, just plops his ass down in the stream. He just like lays there.
It's my spot.
He's like, yeah. I'm in, man.
I'll tell you what, just like, you never know what a tag, what an interaction is going to do, man. Just kind of going back. We have gone from Royal Rumble, right? Yeah. You guys are drinking citrus. I haven't done that yet. Dude, the podcast situation, I'm just going to like, I don't just do this. So if you're listening to this, I don't just do a beer podcast. I do. And if it's your first time listening, I do a wrestling one. We do a paranormal one, interview one. Like I do like five different shows. And then on our network, we have more shows that are on our network that aren't ran by me and ran by other talented podcasters. But man, this last couple of weeks have been insane. Like, we went to a wrestling show and we met Kerry Silken, who is the former president and owner of ROH, who just recently sold ROH to AEW, which is going to get revamped into another company, and pretty much if you look at the top 20 wrestlers in the world right now who are like dominating on TV on any company, they came through this guy.
Yeah.
So we meet him on a show. We had a conversation. I hand him a podcast sticker and walk away. He messages me privately on an Instagram post and is like, hey, can I come on your podcast? And I'm like, a fucking course you can. You know what I mean? Like, and then it kind of like sparked into like a cool little friendship. Like he said, he texted me, he called me, he came to the show that I was at last night and seen everybody. Like, I don't take anything for granted because this podcast game has been insane. You know what I mean? Like us going to Rusty Rail, us getting invited to these places, like we're getting traction, and it's a little overwhelming at times. Like I didn't think 4 years ago. Well, I mean, I did. I thought my work ethic was going to pay off, but when now that it's starting to show, it's like fucking, it's like hitting me like a ton of bricks. Like, holy fuck. Like things are happening. For the first time ever, Tornado Tag Podcast was ranked number 100 in North America for wrestling podcasts.
Nice.
Yeah. There's tons. Like, I would say the top 100 podcasts are ran by actual professional wrestlers. And we've only ever had one guest on who was like a major, major guy player. So it's, we hit those markers without even having guests and then having a guest and then cracking maybe 40 spots. So it's been an amazing journey. And it's the same way for the beer thing. Like, you guys supporting Banging Beers and telling people about us and taking the stickers and putting them up and doing the hashtags and all that. It's been unbelievable. And I really want to thank you guys as listeners. I know I probably do this a lot, but seriously, it means a lot to me.
Hell yeah. So, yeah. But yeah, like I said, that's awesome. I didn't even see that Kronbacher liked it. That's sweet.
Yeah.
Because they're German.
And yeah, not. That's what I'm saying. Like, you never know, man. With social media, like, the weirdest connections can come of it. You know what I mean? And it's just, all it can be just a tag or just doing something. And you never know where it's going to take you.
But yeah.
We're on Citrus now.
Yeah, that's what one of my favorite things, though, is like, we'll section out a hike of X amount of miles, depending. And then, like, it's either going to be a walk out and walk back type thing or like a full through hike of a certain section. And so like, I'll throw some beers. I have a little cooler that fits in my backpack that can hold like three or four beers. And then I'll throw in like an ice pack or some ice. And actually the ice usually works the best, 'cause then I use it to put the fire out. Well, but yeah. The Kronbacher really hit the spot. That German Pilsner is nice. It was hot yesterday and like the leaves aren't back on the trees yet. So we were basically just walking in the sun all day.
Mm.
And but it was a nice hike. There's some really cool stuff up there, some really cool lookouts. And you know, that's it's into that season, so can't wait to do more of that.
So I first reviewed this. I don't like to say my scores in here, but I first gave Citrus a 3.25, and now having it again, I like it a lot more. Like, I like this beer. I think I would go Citrus over Silent Disco.
That's I could go. Though. I could go either.
Yeah.
If both. I could take both interchangeably.
Yeah, I'm changing my score there. I'm giving them a bump. They're getting a bump.
But like I said, the double Citrus is even more so. Holy crap. But you can't go wrong with Funk. So have any of you guys ever been there besides?
Yep, I was there.
Yeah, I was at just to the Emmaus one. I've been there a couple times.
Yeah.
But all right, we got one more here in the lineup then.
Peach Bikes.
This is fantastic. I have to fucking kill some beers here.
So Bikes. So this is a series by them, a Shandy series, because I've had the blueberry lemonade.
I had the cranberry one that comes out around like near Christmas.
So when I drank it on the podcast, it was not open to the public yet.
So this is a peach Shandy. So this is fucking Tony's wheelhouse.
Yeah, I love peach beers. Shane says, whatever you want to do, beer, paranormal, wrestling, music episode, I'll be glad to jam out with you. Shane, you are someone I truly care about. Man, if any show you want to be on, you just let me know. And if you're free that day, you have a seat. I got you, my guy. You guys can go harder on the pour with this one. I've had it already. Enjoy yourselves. All right. I say smaller can, but it's a normal size can.
It's coming out, yeah. I honestly like that more things are coming out in 12 ounces again. Because like sometimes a pint is just too much.
For a certain style, yeah.
Or if like I'm drinking a lot during the day, 16 out the 12 ounces go a lot further than the pints do. But I got my two Yetis that I got at the beach last year. I got the my Boba Fett one and a Phoenix Squadron from Rebels on the 16 ounce and our Bangin' Beers one that we gave away a few weeks ago. So
yeah. So I have a quick plug. So Skeeter's Glassware. I went a little hard in the paint. So I initially already had the Shawn Michaels and Stone Cold and Ric Flair one. I had the Andre Hogan. I had what else did I have? There's another one in there I had. Oh, the Golden Girls.
Yep.
I had that one. And then I went and ordered the Danhausen glass. I ordered the, it didn't come in yet, but the Batman's animated series came in. There's another one I ordered. I just can't remember now. Fuck. Oh, the Bigfoot for Truth Behind Illusion. Nice. So I have the Bigfoot glass. And then I ordered so they're doing rocks glasses for They Live or a beer glass. Yeah. I got the beer glass. And so when you order from the Skeeter's, there is the golden ticket glass. He's only made 48 of them, and he slowly puts them out to people who, like, either like that are that he feels are like the people who deserve the golden ticket. So I get my mail day.
Golden ticket.
Yeah. So I open my mail day and I go through my glasses. I go, I only ordered three, and I'm going through it. I open it and I got it. I got the Skeeter glass. Nice. That's Skeeter himself. So this is a very
he's out of Lancaster, right?
He is. So I actually met him. You know the company I wear the t-shirts, the Roosevelts? I believe I met him at the DunderCon, like the Dunder Mifflin Con.
Yeah.
And he was there for the Dunder with them guys.
Oh, nice.
And then he started his own glass company. So yeah, I have the special edition Skeeter glass. If you're not familiar, dude, they have so many cool pop cultures. They have a Peacemaker glass.
Oh, I got the Peacemaker one.
And he has sent me tons of glasses that are coming that no one has seen yet. And thank you for that.
If there still exists, I'm probably going to get the Big Trouble in Little China one.
I think it's still there.
I think it's still there, and I'll probably get the They Live one.
Yeah,
I'm going to order that.
If you're a Simpsons fan, he's been doing a lot of Simpsons wrestling crossovers.
Yeah.
So there's the Bart Foundation. There's the Foundation.
AEW one coming out, isn't it?
There's an AEW one coming out. There's an NWO Simpsons glass. So SkeetersGlassware.com, and they have a private Facebook group. Join that, tell them we sent you and get some glasses, man. They're really fun.
He actually posted a video of Danhausen opening a Danhausen glass.
Yeah, Danhausen opening that.
I've honestly, like, I've only seen Danhausen do a bunch of stuff. I've never actually listened to him.
He's amazing.
He's just fucking Papa. He's Papa Emeritus.
He's Papa. Yeah. So
his accent he does is fucking Papa Emeritus.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like, He's like, oh, to get these glasses here from Pennsylvania. That's it's where, like, it's just fucking Papa.
He's like, they're from Pennsylvania housing.
That's where vampires come
that's
from.
That's where Dracula is from.
Yeah.
He's so cool.
It's funny, though.
But yeah, they have so much cool stuff. So Danhausen
does shit with, there's another YouTube guy, 2 Minutes to Late Night. He does shit with him. Funny shit. Like, if you ever get a chance, 2 Minutes to Late Night on YouTube, it's a heavy metal late night talk show.
Oh, nice.
It's fucking hilarious. Like, yeah. The house band is like Steve Brodsky from Cave-In, and they'll, like, at the end, like, they'll have like some interview on, and then they have like characters, and then there's at the end of every episode they usually do some kind of like crazy cover.
Yeah,
and it's so good. Like, nice. I hope they do another season soon, but I've been following, like, during COVID he did all these collaborations with a bunch of different musicians doing all these crazy covers and stuff.
And Danhausen wants all the monies.
Yeah.
Want all the monies. Do not curse around Danhausen, because then I cannot put it on the internet and it can't go on TV. And if it doesn't go on TV, Danhausen can't make the monies.
He's just fucking Papa.
I love gimmicks.
Oh, no. Yeah, dude, that lean into it. Fucking amazing.
Yeah. He's been on Conan O'Brien. Like, the guy's killing it. Yeah.
All right. So this last one, we got the Peach Bikes.
I love this.
Holy shit.
Peach Bikes from Funk Brewing of Emmaus, PA. They listed as a Shandy or Radler. It's listed at 4.4% IBV. The IBUs are not listed. It's been checked in 838 times, where it averages a 3.64. I have 10 friend check-ins, where it averages a 3.46. Again, this is a pretty short write-up. It says, our house Whitbeer recipe with peach puree. The flavor profile is listed as peachy, light, sweet, effervescent, and lime.
Yeah, that's a very, very nice light. This is a backyard barbecue beer.
Yeah. And the peach flavor is very strong. Like, you're definitely getting peach in that.
That's an easy drinker. And it's not like overpoweringly like fake peach, like a peach ring.
Yeah.
It's like a nice real peach flavor.
Yep. You almost get the fuzz on it.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I almost get like a, not really lime, but almost like a white wine vibe.
Yeah, I can see that too.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good call.
Yeah, like a Moscato.
I'm not going to lie, I didn't really rinse my glass, and that paired really nice with the Royal Rumble.
You washed the coffee out.
That chocolate peach. I never thought I would want that in my life. All right. Well, we have come to the final stage of our episode, where we're going to pick our beer of the night. Bob, I'll defer to you.
You don't count.
Yeah, Triple Nader does not count.
We love you, Triple Nader.
Silent Disco is going to take the first spot for Bob. Bill.
I'm going to make it hard.
Oh, the 1-2 punch of Funk's Brewing Company. Silent Disco versus Citrus. You just sat there and said that Silent Disco is your go-to beer.
I think Citrus is, they're very similar, but I think Citrus is my, Citrus, I find Citrus more than I find Silent Disco.
So I will say this. I think for me, my favorite beer of the table is Bikes Peach. But one of the things I do rank on when it comes to my choices is, what can I always get? I had this and I'm like, I'll probably never like peach. That's going to be your seasonal. That's going to be a rotating flavor. I'll probably never get Peach Bikes again. It's gone. You know what I mean? Like, they're on the next one. So then it comes down to, what can I always get when I go to that brewery? And these two are it. This is their two flagships. And I said it before, I think I go Citrus over Silent Disco. So I'm going to go Citrus as the Funk's beer of the night. All right, we'll go to you, Bill, for number two. Silent Disco. Silent Disco. Oh,
yeah.
Silent Disco number. Now it comes down to, well, Royal Rumble, you said you've had before in the past.
Yes.
And now we have a collaboration beer from Paranormal Punchers and the Peach. Where are you going?
I'm going to go Royal Rumble. I really like that. It's a great porter. I would like to have that. This is a great winter beer. Like, I would love to have that like around a fire, or like even like a cool night around a fire. I think this would be an awesome beer.
Yeah.
Like the Alba Witch, I liked it. It's a little more, I think, it tastes more like a Belgian style, like golden ale, than it does an IPA, which it's supposed to be, which I'm sure that lends to the farmhouse of it, but good. And the Bikes is also fantastic, but I like the Baltic Porter.
Yeah, real quick, before we go any further, Alba Witch, great beer. I just wish there was a little bit of apple to it. I mean, you see Apple on the bottle. If you know the cryptid, you kind of want to lean into the cryptid. Apple should have been there. I don't know why it wasn't. I'm not a fucking expert. I just, as someone who drinks beer, I was like, I thought that was going to be there. But once again, please go follow Paranormal Punchers podcast. They're really, really good. They're from Pennsylvania. They cover tons of different cryptids and paranormal cut topics. I believe they do on location podcasts, kind of like we do, where they go to haunted places in Pennsylvania. If you follow them on social media, say, we follow you now because of Truth Behind Illusion, Bangin' Beers, IWEP Network, Tony Blackhole, Bill, whatever it is, just let them know why you're there because you heard it here. And but unfortunately, it's not going to be my pick. I'm going to go with Bikes next to Royal Rumble.
Bikes.
You're going Bikes?
You know what?
We have a tie.
Oh, shit.
We have a tie. So Royal Rumble. And Bikes are going to be your picks of the night.
All fantastic. If you can get out to the Funk's locations, awesome brewery. The food's great. Like I said, the Emmaus location, the food trucks are awesome. The Elizabethtown, the food was great there, too. Like I said, it was there. I want to say I had carnitas tacos there. But I can't remember, honestly. But
and they're right next to a pizza shop, too, I believe. The E-Town one. They're attached to a pizza. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a weird area where they're at. Because it's like a bunch of like businesses but that aren't like food or consumer.
Yeah.
And then it's just Funk's. But it was good. Yeah, awesome place.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong with Funk's. They're a great brewery. Thank you once again, Dave, for providing these beers for this episode.
Zach has fond memories of the Funk's. And the Maze.
Yes.
Is that what's during your trip?
Yes.
Oh, by the time you got the Funk's, it was a shit show.
That was when we did my birthday trip a few years ago. We ended Funk's after Lost Tavern and Weyerbacher, and it goes.
Anything where Weyerbacher's not the end has danger written on it.
I am going to Weyerbacher this Friday.
Oh, no, that's the wrestling thing.
Wrestling shit, that's so Friday. There is a wrestling show. Tickets are sold out,
but if
you want to watch the show, it will be streaming live on IWTV.com. It's $10 a month, and they have amazing independent wrestling. It'll be Avery Good's last match, and he was a very good professional wrestler. He's been on AEW Dark. He's been on Chikara. He's been on Camp Leapfrog. The dude is one of the best wrestlers, in my opinion, in this Northeast area for a very long time. He's super talented. He's not called a very good professional wrestler, just to be funny. He's very good. And he's going to have his last match, and it's going to be a match at a brewery at Weyerbacher. Nice. And there's a lot of really big names there. And I'm excited. Me and Brian are going to be going up and having some beers and watching wrestling.
I don't know how I want to say it. Like, my perception of time is just fucked right now.
Yeah,
like,
tell me about it.
I'm like, oh, May, that's not, that May 4th isn't for like another 2 weeks. No, it's Wednesday.
Yeah. Add four more podcasts to that.
Jesus.
Speaking of five, six, seven podcasts, we have to get together for Star Wars.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
The banners in there, I got to remind me to show you when we get out.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I wish I would have put the stars.
I'm just trying to figure out how I want to go about it. Try to do something that people haven't done already with Star Wars. So,
like, just not a movie review.
Yeah.
That's remind me after the show. I had an idea for a Star Wars logo.
Well, nice.
We have a logo, but if you have another one in mind, we'll have a variant.
We'll talk about it afterwards.
Cool. If you want to support those shows, once again, just to kind of go through the list, I'll get my plug out first. Interviews with Everyday People is usually every Monday night. If you want to check out an interview with a local per people, one of the amazing people who was in our chat tonight, Sam, was one of my first guests early in the days. We actually went to her house and interviewed her and her dog, and it was amazing. And they're great people. And Shane was there as well, but unfortunately he was not on camera. I have Not Cool in High School. We just covered Wizard of Oz, and then next episode we're going to be doing your favorite mothers. So we're going to go, what are your who's a mother in pop culture you would want, whose mothers in pop culture you wouldn't want, and then of course we got to do mothers you want to fuck, you know what I mean? So we're gonna do a smash or pass pop culture moms version. Yeah.
All are just Sofia Vergara from Modern Family. Yeah.
I think she's in two categories.
She just hits them all.
Yeah.
But no, I don't not want her, I guess.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that one of those weird like stepmom things? You're like, you want to be your mom, but not your actual mom.
May have, yeah. Yeah.
She's like, I'm stuck in the dryer.
But she's like a very good supportive mom, but she's also hot as fuck.
Oh my God. Unbelievable. And then Tornado Tag is going to stick with the Mother's Day theme, and we're going to be doing mothers in wrestling. So times where people's mothers were involved in professional wrestling, as well as some actual really good mothers in the professional wrestling world. So Tornado Tag Podcast every Thursday night. Truth Behind Illusion, we're going to be doing sex magic. I don't know what that means. Kelly's going to fill us in on it. I guess you could do spells that trick people to having sex. I don't know. I could be wrong with that even as well. But me and Andy are going to try not to laugh and giggle every time they talk about sex magic. So come tune in this Tuesday night at 8 o'clock.
They're just going to talk about Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
Album.
Yeah. Maybe the devil's involved. I don't know how this works. I'm going to learn as well as you guys about sex magic. That's going to be Tuesday night. Like I said, we have great other shows. Welcome back. Pool Box Pals. I came up on Tim the other day and he was like promoting it to somebody in the streets. And I was like, look at you, Tim, promoting the podcast. Love that. So if you like comic books, Tim does a comic book review. So a lot of cool things we do on the network. Go support that. The other shows, if you are over on YouTube, if you scroll down to the bottom, we do have the other shows. If you just hit subscribe and help get the other ones up to 100 subscribers, that'd be fantastic. I think Not Cool and Truth Behind Illusion are sitting around like 30 or 40. So let's give them a bump and help them out. But that's all I got. Bob, what do you got?
Wet Ticket Brewing, Rahway, New Jersey. If you're in the area, it's well worth your time. Check it out. And today I'm also going to call out the Cape Charles Brewing Company, Cape Charles, Virginia.
There it is. Bill?
Let's see. I'll say about getting the Craft House app. We did start doing home deliveries in a certain radius on Friday. We did get a few, not an overabundance, but so that's an exciting thing that just got
that's launched. Fun.
Yeah, yeah, dude, that's cool.
It is. So you'd be able to order on the app and have us bring it to you.
Kind of like a beer dash.
Yeah,
beer basically dash.
Yep,
beer dash. But we had to check IDs and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, had to check IDs. The ID has to be for the person that made the online purchase, and the credit card has to be the one used to make the purchase, and then we hand it over to you, and then we drive away
and take your monies.
Yep.
Cool.
Andy?
I got nothing. Watch Star Wars this week. It's May the Force Wednesday.
Yeah. If you had a recommendation.
Clone Wars.
The cartoon?
Yep.
Wow. That's a lot of Star Wars.
Some of the story arcs in Clone Wars are better than most of the movies. So go watch Clone Wars.
There it is. Interviews with Everyday People are IWEPnetwork.com. Make sure if you head over to our, if you click the links below, we do have merchandise. So go grab a Bang & Beers t-shirt or interviews t-shirt. Take a picture in said t-shirt. Help us get the word out there. Literally everything's been word of mouth. And some of, like I said, the experiences we've had have been unbelievable. And we thank you all so much for that. Everyone in the chat who's been hanging out with us today,
Shane, Zach,
Sam, Last Beer, thank you guys so much. Sam with the heart on Facebook. You guys have all been fantastic. That's going to do it for Bang & Beers Podcast, episode 163. Actually, real quick before we go, what are we doing Saturday? What do you want to do Saturday? Where are we going? I'm free this Saturday.
I am not. Yeah. So this Saturday I have Rich's Mother's Day, and then Sunday I have my mother's Day.
Okay.
So I'm sorry.
What about you?
I'll have to check my work schedule.
Let me know
on Wednesday.
I should be free. Let me make sure Rosa is. We can like make it an extended road tripping with Rosa.
Listen, yeah. I don't know. There, like, you might have to tone it down for me. I'm not on that.
Well, whenever you're ready, you throw the towel in.
Yeah, the first trip. Yeah.
You'd say, I'm going to be out sleeping in the truck.
Yeah, I'll be puking in the bushes, yeah, and then I'll be ready for the next one.
There's still plenty of stuff right around here that we haven't been to yet. So
we will keep a local. Open. Yeah. We'll do some local. Actually, yeah. I've never been to Stoker's or Rare yet.
Holy shit, you know, really?
If you guys want to make it a tour to Mocha, I'm fine with that. I'd be more glad to go down. Dude,
Stoker's is so good.
Yeah, last time I went to Stoker's.
Not the Revere isn't, but
it was Stoker's. The Stoker's was so packed, I couldn't get a beer that night. One night. I was like, I can't get in here.
Rich and I.
Oh, yeah, that was they were having an outdoor event at the train station, and yeah, it rained, so they impromptu moved it to Stoker's.
Well, when it's nice out, they have an awesome like backyard.
Yeah,
but about two or three weeks ago, Rich and I used your gift certificate, Bob. Thank you again. But yeah, I didn't get to thank you because you were on your trip. So yeah, thank you. We used it and had a lot of good beers.
Well, happy birthday!
Yeah. All right. Well, that's going to do it for Banging Bears Podcast. We'll let you know if we're out Saturday, where to find us. Enjoy your Mother's Day. Word to your mothers.
Peace.
That awkward not. Are we hitting the button or not? Bye-bye.